95, Coleman's Independent Radio Music Fair from the All-American Rejects, and it's called Gives You Hell, which from what I understand is what the trains going through downtown Coleman do each and every afternoon about this time. It is 4 o'clock time for Sports Talk Live right here on Coleman's Independent Radio Station. We are live, 95 WRJMLP Coleman. Sports Talk Live brought to you each and every week at this time, as well as Tuesdays at this time. Let me clarify that. That would be Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 o'clock. The Where's Moolah segment is brought to you by People's Bank. We appreciate them helping to make this show possible. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay, and welcome everyone to the Thursday edition, the basketball edition.
March Madness, baby.
Madness has already taken place.
Yes, it has, and the upsets have begun.
Yeah, if you did not have UAB and Georgia State, you can throw your bracket out the window.
That's right. No perfect bracket for you.
No.
My question is, how many people had UAB and Georgia State to win?
I know one.
You know, they had both of those?
Yeah, they had both of them. James Spann, believe it or not.
No.
Yeah, James Spann, for some reason, oddly enough, picked UAB and Georgia State to win today.
So. I didn't picture him as a man who had time for basketball.
I didn't either. Uh-huh. I figured he's looking for the next storm.
Yeah. Tweeting sunset picture.
The velocity of the basketball heading towards the goal. I'm going to rate that on EF3.
Yeah, exactly. what a day it's already started out to be, Jason, as far as basketball. And hey, huge congratulations go out to the UAB Blazers and all the supporters of UAB. I will say, I have not seen them play in several years. So, you know, that tells how supportive I am. But big, huge congratulations to Jared Haas, their head coach, and everybody associated with UAB. So just a monster win for them and for their program.
Oh, yeah. And I know one booster there that's very happy right now, Jack Williams,
United
State representative.
Yeah.
He's on with us. I'm sure he was there watching them. He follows them about everywhere they go.
Yeah. I watched them play a little bit of their conference tournament. They're in Conference USA. And that was on cable here because the tournament was held at the BJCC,
right.
And I saw part of their tournament action there, and it was one of those situations where you got to win the tournament to get in, and they beat a Louisiana Tech, I believe, club that was touted to be in the NCAA. I think they'd won about 25 games, but UAB beat them in the conference finals, so, you know, Louisiana Tech ends up in NIT, and UAB ends up in the NCAA, and I think Louisiana Tech's already gone down in the NIT tournament, and UAB moves on. They live to play another day.
Yeah, and who knows, once you get that big upset, what can happen?
That's right. You know, you get the momentum, you get feeling good about yourself, and there's just no telling, and it happens every single year. There are huge ups. We'll say upsets. I don't really know if you can categorize them anymore as upsets. You know, we look at the bracket and we say, well, there's a 3 seed playing a 14 seed. Well, this game shouldn't even be competitive. But as you can see, that is not the case. Basically, all the games so far have been competitive. And, you know, take Kentucky out of that, and, you know, you got a lot of teams that can beat one another.
Right, we ended up, I think, with 23, if I counted right, entries into our
little pool or group
contest. And I looked through them; 18 of the 23 has Kentucky winning it all, and I think two with Wisconsin. I think maybe a couple of Kansas. I can't remember now, but anyway, 18 of the 23 has Kentucky winning it all.
Yeah. So. Well, Karen sent me a text a little bit earlier. She said, "Tell Jason, as of right now, I am leading."
So hey, good for her.
But that may have changed now.
After 4 games, I'm leading.
I know. I'm exactly right. So, but
and there was I think two or three in our contest that picked UAB. I didn't look after the Georgia State game.
Yeah,
but two or three did pick UAB, so.
Right. Well, I wasn't
congrats
one of
to them either.
Me, I didn't do it.
I filled out several and did pick them on one, but
right.
That was the only one.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, just an update right here. There's only 15 seconds left. Actually, there's less than that now. It's counting down as I'm talking. Texas was the 11th seed. They are 40. They have 48 points, and Butler, the 6th seed, has 55. So it looks like Butler is going to beat defeat Texas, and I picked Texas.
I had Butler on that one, so
well, there you go.
I've got one right.
There you go. I might, let me just skim these others, Jason, as we go. For folks that may be on the road and can't hear it. In the second half with 5 minutes and 52 seconds left, SMU has come back to take the lead over UCLA 49-44. SMU's seeded six and UCLA is an 11 seed. In first half with 3 minutes and 23 seconds to go, Xavier, 6 seed, 34. Ole Miss, the 11 seed, 21. First half with 14 minutes and 42 seconds to go. This game is just getting started, basically. The 7th seed VCU has 12, and Ohio State, which is a 10 seed, has 9. So those are the games that are currently being played. So, again, just to recap quickly, some of the games that's already been completed, Jason. Notre Dame beat Northeastern, I believe is what it was, 69-65, close ball game. And I think you and I both, we were talking about Notre Dame the other day, and they could, they're a club that could potentially give a lot of people, even maybe Kentucky, a run for their money if they can shoot the ball well from the perimeter. Because they,
I didn't see any of that game, but from what I heard on the radio, Notre Dame come out flat as a pancake,
yeah,
and, you know, just act like they had the game
one
to start with.
Right. And again, we all know that UAB defeated Iowa State 60-59. Georgia State defeated Baylor 57-56. And Arizona thrashed Texas Southern 93-72. So that's probably the biggest margin of victory right there. Of course, that's a 2 against a 15,
right,
which, you know, in most cases, that's what's going to happen. But those are the game, those are the games that have been completed and the games that are currently being played. This Texas Butler just went to a final 56-48 Butler. And we will update you, you know, as we go through the show about these other games.
And Thursdays, as usual, and lately there hadn't been anything usual, but Greg Smith joining us at 4:20. We'll talk about the point spread and what he's got, what looks good, what
looks
don't.
Good. And, might want to pay attention to this guy now.
At 4:40, 4:45, depending on his schedule, Dan Vosta from Campus Insider will be with us, and he has wore my phone out today, texting, nearly backing out, and then getting back in, then wanting to change times, and he is covered up right now. So,
I'm sure this is a
this is
the biggest, busiest time of the year. You know,
busiest time for him. So,
hey, Jason, before we go to a break here, in we got a few minutes before we go to a break. Local sports that's taking place here in Cumberland County, baseball wise, we got Vimont at Cold Springs today. Fairview at Lawrence County, that's a doubleheader. Good Hope at Holly Pond, that's also a doubleheader. Softball, Fairview at Lawrence County, Good Hope at Vinemont, Jefferson Christian at St. Bernard. Soccer, we have Lee at Huntsville, that's boys and girls, and Fairview is at St. Bernard, and that is boys and girls, and Fairview does have a boys team and a girls team.
No co-ed. I feel better about
that's
it.
That's right. Tennis. Columbia at Coleman, that's boys and girls. Summerton Christian at St. Bernard, that's boys only. Walker at West Point, that is boys only. Also, on the golf course today, we have Coleman versus Hartsell girls, and then we have Good Hope, Hansville, and West Point are all competing today against one another. Good Hope, Hansville, and West Point.
Well, today a
girls
day
golf
for local sports.
Local sports, that's right.
Everybody playing.
Everybody's playing something, and it looks like they're going to be able to get it in. You know, the rain has just been kind of misty, so it looks like everybody's going to be able to play today.
And a word to the wives out there. Just bear with your husband, especially through this weekend, because it's basically once lunchtime rolls around on Thursday until Sunday night, it's basketball.
I mean, it's three or four games on three or four different channels. Right. This is where you figure out if you have the capability to maybe split screen your TV and watch a couple of games at once. I've never done that. Now, I'm sure Jason has.
No, I'm not coordinated enough to
You don't do that either?
No, I watch one game and I'll flip the channel.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm the same way.
You get me two or three games.
I don't think I'd watch any of it.
I'm just sitting there with my head going around.
It'd be like watching a tennis match, wouldn't it? Right now, if you're a basketball fan at all, now is the greatest time of the year as far as college athletics goes for games, you know, being played on a daily basis.
Boy, and Alabama fans have got to be listening close to all the rumors starting to fly, you know. A lot of money being talked about for the next Alabama basketball
coach. Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
I have no idea, but I know there's going to be a lot of money involved if they go the route that they say. And you know, you'll know the coach's name, Wichita State coach.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I was thinking about driving up here. We'll look it up during the break.
The rumor is $3.75 million.
Oh, I haven't even heard that.
It's going to be thrown his way.
Toward him?
Yeah. Now, that's the rumor mill.
Yeah.
Shaka Smart, you know, probably $3 million, $3.5 million looking at him.
Well, that's another VCU.
Yeah, that worked out real well.
It worked out real for the first time, you know. I tell you somebody that I was, you know, I've heard this and you have too, and I don't see this ever happening. It would be Jay Wright from Villanova. I can't see that move at all. A name that I really wish and that they would give some consideration to, they probably won't because, you know, who am I? I'm not on the inside with, you know, everything that's taking place down there by any means. But a name and a person that I like after doing, you know, reading about them a little bit and their coaching and in their playing is, and we talked the other day, is Bobby Hurley. He is at the University of Buffalo. He's in the NCAA tournament. And I would love for them to take a look at him. But of course, now the coach at Wichita State, which we'll come up with his name, certainly he has earned the right of being well known. You know, the last few years he's had a really good club, very very difficult place to play and a very difficult place to recruit in the state of Kansas. Just like when Brian was here the other day, Kansas University of Kansas is the king in basketball, and Wichita State is just kind of the, you know, the ones forgotten about that, you know, no one seems to have put much, you know, interest in him.
But a lot of noise. They're not going to forget him for much.
No, they're not. They are. He is doing a great job there. So, but hey, if you're going to offer to pay somebody, you know, 3.75, you know, $3.75 million, that'll turn some heads.
Oh yeah,
You know, regardless of where, you know, where you may be coaching, that's going to turn some heads. And they've got to have somebody, Jason, with a name recognition and a personality.
Right. Andy Grant had neither.
No, he didn't. And, but it doesn't mean he wasn't a great guy, because everybody that you hear talk about him, but talk about him being a great guy. And they just got to have someone with a name recognition and a personality. And I'm not saying you got to be a clown, you know. There's not many Bruce Pearls out there. Let's just be honest. You put Bruce Pearl in front of the camera, he is right at home. You don't have to be like that, but you have to have some charisma about you and some name recognition.
Yeah, you would have to admit, Ronnie, even though you're an Alabama fan, Alabama, between Saban and Anthony Grant, probably had the driest, dullest coaching staff there is. No, Saban gets the job done, wins the game.
Absolutely, no question.
Zero.
Absolutely.
Anthony Grant -2 on
that. That's right. The only difference is Saban is winning and recruiting. Right. And
if you're winning, you can look over that.
It doesn't matter. Look, if you're winning, you don't care what kind of personality they have, because winning takes care of a lot of faults. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
And losing
just magnifies any little bitty thing that people may not like about you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, win erases a lot of things.
Yes, it does.
Also brings a lot of money your
way. Yes, it does. It absolutely does. So, you know, hopefully, I don't think anything will be done before the NCAA tournament's over, so that they can get, you know, some of the people they probably want to talk to certainly are in the tournament. And they're not going to have anything to do with University of Alabama right now. I wouldn't expect them to. They shouldn't, you know, with their own teams playing. So I don't think anything's going to happen before this tournament's over.
Yeah, and Alabama fans don't need to look at this like it's football. Alabama can't go out and get just any basketball coach there. Football, maybe so, you know.
Right.
Alabama, one of the top jobs in the nation, if not the top job. Basketball, not so much. It's probably in the bottom 50% of the jobs.
Probably so. But, again, if you're willing to throw enough coins out there, you can get somebody quality.
Right.
But that's what it's going to take.
But you're not going to get a Coach K or a Roy Williams or
no. You might get Roy.
My
understanding, they're not really. Folks are not really thrilled with Roy Williams right now. Even though, I mean, they're in the tournament and all that kind of stuff. But people and I think diehard Chapel Hill basketball fans are probably not real happy with.
But
Roy Williams.
It's the same thing we said in Alabama. If you're North Carolina and you get rid of Roy Williams, who's going to get better?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you might go to a Bill Self, but he's not going to leave Kansas.
Right.
But there's only a few names that's
right.
better known and more respected than Roy Williams.
That's right.
I don't care anything for him, but you know.
you give him due where credit is due.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they've got their own black eye going on right now. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, and from their team-wise, they're up and down. The times I've watched them, and I know Tyler watched them a lot, much as he can, but I've seen them at times where it looks like they can beat anybody, and I've seen them other times where it doesn't look like they can beat the soul. So, right. You know, maybe that's just college athletics as a whole. I don't know.
4:17 again at about 4:25. 4:20, we'll go to a break. 4:25, we will have Greg Smith, onlybestbets.com. Get your pen and paper out. Make a few notes. Might make you a few coins this weekend. And
he could.
A lot of games going on, so I'm sure he will have something that has his interest piqued.
Exactly. Hey, Jason, with 34 seconds to go, SMU 59, UCLA 55. So game's getting close to the end. You would possibly think, I don't know who has possession of the ball right now, but with 20 and the clock's running, with 29 seconds to go, that's a two-possession game. You would think that SMU should hold on and win that basketball game because they're going to end up at the free throw line.
Right.
So if they can make any free throws,
Baylor should have won that game against Georgia State.
That's exactly right.
And ending, I'm kidding.
Yeah, they should have. You know, no question. So, but if SMU can make a free throw or two, they should win this basketball game. But who knows?
Right.
So that's the closest one yet of being over.
All right, 4:18, Jay, if you will take us to a break about a minute early, we'll see if we can get Greg on the line and see what's going on out California way. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, the NCAA Basketball Tournament Edition, on a Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back with you with Greg Smith, onlybestbets.com.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Cullman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Cullman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. Scott, back with you, Sports Talk Live, and at the time trying to get in touch with Greg Smith, onlybestbets.com. He probably has a lot going on today.
I'm sure he does, but hey, we hope we can get him on the line here in just a few minutes with us. Again, Greg is out in California way, so hopefully we can get him hooked up and maybe help some of you guys and gals out if you're interested in playing for entertainment purposes only.
Just a few tokens or something.
That's right. That's it. Just something to pass the time away.
I think he may be on the line now.
Yeah. Get him transferred.
Got any scores while we're waiting on it?
Well, we got still now. Oh my goodness. UCLA 60, SMU 59 with 13 seconds to go.
They continue to blow it.
There you go. 13 seconds to go. This is basically 4 seconds now. UCLA is 11th ranked, SMU or 11th seed, and SMU is a 6th seed. So now it looks like SMU may be going down. 4 seconds to play. Another upset.
Oh, yeah. Wow, the kid from Georgia State buried at 3.
Yeah.
He couldn't even see the 3.
No,
line. He was
absolutely
so far.
Not. Hey, you throw it up, it may go in.
All right, Greg Smith has joined us, Sports Talk Live, Thursday afternoon. So, Greg, welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Greg, how are you, man?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great, Greg. I know this is a busy time for you, and I'm sure all your formulas and computer programs and everything is working full speed right now.
Yeah, we're calling live out of Vegas right now. I'm up in my hotel room right now, making this phone call. It's been a good morning for us. And we're 5 right now. We have UCLA at +4, and last I left, we were down by about 2. But we got kind of what's going on. But we'll find out when I go back down there.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, just an update. UCLA won 60-59.
Okay.
That makes him smile.
Well, you know, SMU went on a 19-0 run there. You know, UCLA was up by 12, and they went on a 19-0 run, SMU did, and it looked like it wasn't going to be. That's great. Okay, we're 6-0 now, so let's move forward.
Wow, 6-0. Good grief.
Can't beat that. Hey, Greg, before we get into the tournament action, got to ask for your opinion on the Alabama situation with Anthony Grant. Any ideas, or are you hearing anything who might be on tap to replace Anthony Grant?
You know, I made some phone calls on that, and I have not heard anything. You know, basketball is a different breed. You know, and you look at someone like Boeheim from Syracuse. He's been there since 1974. And he's had one national championship. Now, I tell you right now, guys, if Nick Saban goes 15 or 10 years without a national championship, he's probably not going to have a job. Football and basketball are two different entities, and they really hang on to their guys. That's why you see the Mark Hughes and the Coach K's and the Izzo's and those guys of the world just stay at one program, because there isn't a lot of letting go of coaches and whatnot in basketball. So I haven't heard anything. It's going to be tough for Alabama to find a headliner coach. I know this program's a proud program, and they want to bring in someone huge to bring in ticket sales, but it's not going to be that easy. They aren't going to be able to go to Michigan State and say, come on board. It's just not going to happen. So I haven't heard anything yet, but we'll see.
All right. That's about the same here. A lot of rumors, but nothing concrete. Nothing really you can sink your teeth into right now. So we'll just time will play out, and we'll see how much money Alabama comes up with and how it plays. But, hey, Kentucky is probably the pick out of nine out of 10 brackets, 8 out of 10 or something. Do you see them walking through the tournament and winning it all? Just how easy do you think it'll be for Kentucky if they do?
Pretty fairly easy. I mean, they're very tall. They're very long. You bring back the Harrison brothers that are sophomores. You know, and the funny thing is that you got 9 players on that team that are going to be in the NBA. Now, think about that. You're going to see guys that aren't even going to touch the court in this entire tournament, and they're going to go pro next year. They're so deep. They're so long. They're so big. Although, that being said, there are a couple of teams to keep my eye on. You know, Wisconsin can compete with them. They're very long inside. They can jump it out of the perimeter and shoot good outside. They have experience. Four of the returning starters were there last year in the Final Four. Wisconsin's a team you should keep an eye on. Look at a team like Gonzaga or even Arizona. Now, Wisconsin and Arizona are the same on the bracket. They're in the Iowa West. But I think the team that comes out of that can give Kentucky a run for their money. But all in all, Kentucky's a really good team, guys. It's probably one of the best teams I've seen in 25 years.
I agree. Right. And I don't know if it's not the – depending on how it plays out here, if they can run a table, I don't know if it's not the best team ever assembled in college basketball. And I know that's saying a lot with, you know, with Wooden and UCLA and those clubs, but, boy, you'd have to put them right up there with them.
Yeah, they're a good squad. I mean, they're doing a really good job of recruiting. And like I said, when you have nine All-Americans on your bench, that's just too deep. Yeah. You know, you can have a guy break his ankle, three or four of the guys, and you're still going to have to just – much talent as you did before that happened.
Exactly. You know, Jason and I have talked a lot, Greg, that even when they're at practice and they're just practicing against one another, that's two top 10 teams. I mean, if you take his second, you know, five or however he calls them, I mean, that's a top 10, top 15 club, and they're practicing against one another every day. So they're practicing against better people than they play.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, You can look at it as it's just a scrimmage when they go out and play in the SEC. I mean, but the real games are coming down to when they're playing scrimmages with each other during non games. So during nine days at the end zone.
Exactly. Hey, Greg, let me ask you this. You know, rarely, if ever, does all the top, one or two seeds make it into the Final Four. Who do you see out there, that might be able to upset one of the, like upset a Gonzaga or upset a Virginia or a Duke or something like that? Who's out there?
It's really an open field this year, but when you get to those beyond the one and twos and threes, it gets really tough to find out who can kind of sneak in there. I think a team that you could probably look at is San Diego State. A couple of sleeper out there, San Diego State. Now, if they can come out and beat St. John's, which I think they can, they play Duke next. If Duke can get by their team, I think it's North Florida. I mean, it's Robert Morris. I can't remember who won it last time. But
it was Robert Morris.
Robert Morris. Okay, if they can get by Duke, San Diego State has a good enough defense, and they're long enough to where they could actually make a good little decent run and get deep into this tournament.
Okay. One other thing, as far as looking at each one of the regions, which one is the toughest? Would you say to come out of? And get to the Final Four, Greg?
Well, I guess if the Midwest, I guess, is Kentucky's in it. I mean, you can win all the games you want. I mean, you look at someone like Butler, who took care of Texas, and so they take care of Notre Dame, and then so they take care of Kansas. Well, then guess what? Now you got to take care of Kentucky.
Right.
So I guess if you're any team but Kentucky in the Midwest, you're kind of in a bad spot. But you look at the East, and the East actually looks pretty tough too. You got Virginia, who's very deep in defense. Villanova looked really good in the Big East. You got teams of such like Providence and NC State, Michigan State. That could be a tough bracket as well to kind of get through. So if it's not the Midwest, I'd go to the East, and so they have a pretty tough bracket.
Okay. Hey, Greg, we hear so much about, this 5-12 matchup. Of those games, is there one particular that might jump out at you, where that 12 may jump in, may step in there and beat that 5?
Well, I think the Duke Kentucky game is going to be Wyoming's pretty good. Wyoming could have a chance of beating Northern Iowa. Wyoming just got their players back, one of their star players back, who are now starting to play really well. You look at a team like, they're 5-12, and they're big. They keep promoting the 5-12
right.
stuff, but I didn't see a lot of great plays there. I will tell you this. I'm 6-0 today because we took Georgia State. We took Georgia State off of Baylor at 14-3. We took Northeastern over Notre Dame. I mean, we almost won that game outright.
That's right.
I mean, the 14 versus the 3s were really appealing to me. And so we jumped on that. So as far as the 5 and 12s go, I would just kind of keep my eye on Wyoming.
Right. Okay. A club I like that I haven't I've just heard about them, haven't seen a lot about them, and it's probably just because of their coach, is Buffalo with Bobby Hurley.
Yeah, the only thing that concerns me there is the media's been talking this up too much, and then, you know, lines kind of get screwed up a little bit. I mean, you got to keep in mind, you know, these kids are human. We're all human. And when they sit there, they got to listen to a whole week of Jay Bliss going on ESPN talking about how great Bobby Hurley is and Buffalo and home run yards. Well, guess what? All that does is pick up West Virginia.
Right.
And you get these teams going out going, okay, well, you think we'll play with the big boys? Well, let's just go ahead and put our full-court press on you and make things bad. West Virginia will full-court press you the entire game. Now, that is a double-edged sword there a little bit, too. It's a little bittersweet because if they can't be efficient with Buffalo in that full-court press, Buffalo can score some easy baskets. And so it's kind of been a problem for West Virginia if they aren't on sync on this full-court press. Although I will say this, this is the first time Buffalo's met West Virginia, so it could be a huge learning curve for Buffalo. It could get out of hand quickly. Teams that beat West Virginia are teams that play them twice and play them for the second time in the season in conference play, and they prepare for that full-court press. It's a tough thing to do because West Virginia does bring it pretty hard. But, you know, Buffalo is the underdog, but I tell you right now, guys, Buffalo can shoot, too. I mean, this will be fun. I'm actually looking forward to this game on any game, this West Virginia-Buffalo game, because Buffalo can play, and it's one of those teams that no one really knows about. So Jay Bliss opens his mouth and promotes not only, you know, a Buffalo, but promotes his boy out of Duke, you know, Bobby Hurley.
Right.
And it's a political game here. So it'll be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing that the Arkansas-Wofford game. I think that could be an interesting game because they have two completely different styles. Wofford will just lull you to sleep, and, you know, Arkansas is going to press you and get up and down the floor. So, to me, that's just interesting because it's just two different styles of play.
Yeah, and those are the games that, honestly, that I'll stay away from because it's too different for me to be – I can't predict – it's hard for me to predict something like that. So – those are the games I will stay away from. I think it's a very close game. It should be a really good matchup. I agree.
That's great. Let's move over to the gambler side of this, as we say, for entertainment purposes only. The folks, listen, he is 6-for-6 right now, and if we can sweet-talk him a little bit. Greg, can you give us a couple of games in the first round that might be worth somebody's look?
Sure. Right now, I'm heading up into the rest of the night. We're big on Utah. We got Utah at -6.5. I know everyone's talking about Stephen F. Austin, all nine yards, but again, guys, you know, no one knows about these teams until ESPN and CBS, all these guys talk about this bracketology thing. Clearly, not the thing. Up to the tip-off. And so then the public goes, oh, yeah, Stephen F. Austin. It can't be one player on that squad. And yet they flood the gambling gates or the betting gates with money on Stephen F. Austin.
Right.
Utah was in the top 10 all season long. I know the Pac-12 is not bringing a lot of players in, but UCLA just took care of SMU, like we just heard, okay? Arizona took care of business big time. Utah and Arizona and Oregon State were in the top 10 in defense. Utah will come out and smother Stephen F. Austin, in my opinion. I like laying the points there with Utah to win that game. Another game I'm kind of looking at also, which it kind of bothers me a little bit because I'm a Eastern Washington University alum. I won't be playing the game because I don't want to do that. But I will tell you this, that my math model has Georgetown all over this. It would be a miracle if Eastern could pull this off.
Wow.
I know they're the best player in the country with Tyler Harvey. He's a great player. But here's the thing, though. I wrote this on my Vegas Insider a column this morning. It's really hard for offenses to be consistent. They're fickle. That's why defense wins championships, because you can depend on them. All they got to do is hustle their butts off
right. And
play smart basketball, and you're going to get a consistent play from them every single time. It's just no different. EWU, Eastern Washington University, is 326 in defense efficiency. 326. Guys, there's only 340-some teams in the entire country. They're dead last, and yet they're in this tournament because they're a good offensive team.
Right.
It's easy to prepare when you're a good defense. I see Georgetown, actually. I hate to say this, and I hope I'm wrong, too, because I want my Eagles to pull through, but I see Georgetown beating them by double digits.
I hope you're wrong, too, because I took Eastern Washington.
Well, we're for each other, then. I didn't play the game, but this is the hard part about what I do. I did give it out because it's just I can't deny my numbers. My numbers are all over Georgetown.
Right.
One last quick little nugget here for tomorrow. Pay attention to Oklahoma State over Oregon. Oregon is on a high. Everyone saw them getting the Pac-12 championship. They are not as good as everyone thinks. Oklahoma State was a one-and-done team last year. They will be out for blood. Going to the SEC, let's look at Georgia. Don't forget about Georgia playing Michigan State. Everyone thinks Michigan State's the best team in the country because they took Wisconsin all the way to the end. They probably should have won the game in overtime. I get it. Georgia's very sound defensively, and they had a hiccup versus Arkansas in the SEC championship, but Georgia can play. They actually had an injury there that really hurt Georgia in the SEC championship game. He's back. Look out for Georgia.
Wow.
Hey, Greg, I wrote those down, so just for tokens, I will be on that here in just a minute.
How can you not when he's sitting there at 6-0 in these first round games?
He made a believer out of me back in football season.
I know, absolutely.
One last thing, Greg, and we'll let you move on. Give us, now that things are matched up, teams are matched up, give us your final four.
Well, obviously, put Kentucky there. I'm going to put Virginia there. I like Virginia. Matter of fact, Virginia's not a team you've talked about. I think Virginia has a shot at getting to the national championship. They've got the player back, Anderson, who is the lead scorer in the ACC and pretty much in the country. He's a great perimeter shooter. He can really shoot the rock from three. That's a great asset to him. I just got him back 2 weeks ago. I like Virginia. I look at someone like perhaps Gonzaga. No one's really talking about Gonzaga because they've been kind of a fluke. They get number one seed. These great seeds, and they come out, and they're laying eggs. But this is the best Gonzaga team that Spokane, Washington has ever seen. They are very, very tall in size. They can match up with Kentucky very well, like Gonzaga. And then the one I'm really kind of concerned about is Wisconsin and Arizona, the West. I think both teams are capable of moving on and actually playing well against Kentucky. But I'll lean with the experience and go with Wisconsin, but will not be surprised if Arizona speaks by Wisconsin and gives Kentucky fits. At the end of the day, I'm going to go ahead and go with Kentucky to win the entire thing. But if Kentucky matches up with the final four for Kentucky will not be easy, because if they have in the semifinals either Wisconsin or Arizona, it's going to be a tough one. And if they go in the national championship and they get Gonzaga or Virginia, it's going to be even tougher. Kentucky, I think, wins it, but it won't be easy.
And betting
for entertainment purposes only, like we've been saying. if one of those two teams is playing Kentucky, I would look to play the line on that and take the underdog against Kentucky. That's what I think.
Right. Hey, fair enough, and we pretty much agree with you right down the line, I think, Greg. So, not that that matters, but change your opinion. So, I know you were waiting to hear what Ronnie and I thought.
Exactly.
Hey, Greg, I hope you continue the 6-0. I hope it when the night's over, it's about 12-0 or however many games it is. Man, you're on fire. So, tell everyone before you leave how to find you.
Well, we're onlybestbets.com. Come aboard. I got some great games for tomorrow. It looks like I got 4 or 5 great best bets for tomorrow. And then as we get into Saturday and Sunday, I got you before. Christmas comes around twice for me for March Madness. So,
right.
It's something that I've gotten really good at doing. I get really excited about it. I'm down here in Vegas right now. My ear is to the ground. I'm knowing what's going on. This is not just me saying, let's take these guys. I got some of the best sports handicappers in the world I'm connected to, and I know where the games need to be played.
Right. You're not sitting out in a trailer park somewhere drinking a Bud Light and smoking a cigarette, just flipping a coin on which team to take. So.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right, Greg.
Here's what I feel like I am.
Hey, if you get a chance, play a hand or two of blackjack while you're there for me.
I shall, guys. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right,
thanks, Greg. All right.
Wow. Hey, six and oh, not a bad
person to talk to about sports.
Man,
I love talking to Greg Smith.
So. Boy, I'd love to be 6-0 in my bracket.
Dan Vosta is burning my phone up, warning on. He is chomping at the bits. As soon as we get back from break, Dan Vosta.
All right,
folks,
good deal.
Get your ears in gear because he will be fast speed today.
That's it.
I'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038. 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
.443, and we tried to get to him early, but we're only 2 minutes early.
Yeah.
Dan Vosta, Campus Insider. Dan has been with us pretty much since the show started back in July, and we can't say how much we appreciate it. Dan, welcome back to the NCAA Tournament Edition of Sports Talk Live.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Best time of the year, and what a ride so far in just a few games, but it's hard to argue maybe in terms of this day alone, maybe my favorite sports day of the entire year.
Oh, yeah.
And so far, so great. Yep.
Dan, tell us, before I get into the meat questions, tell us what today looks like for you. I mean, how busy are you? I know you're busy, but how busy are you?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty swamped. We do a lot of VODs, videos on demand. You can watch anytime once we post them. So once there's matchups that are revealed, like Butler is going to advance to play Notre Dame, and UCLA is going to advance to play UAB in the round of 32. So we'll preview that called Who's Got Next. So when every game and every matchup is revealed, we try to post that immediately, and we're on set ready to go. And I'm helping everybody with their stats and the research from the games that advance. But so far, so good. So, obviously, very busy, but it's been such a joy to watch all the games throughout the day. Just a couple hours. So far, it's been amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I got to know, is your bracket shot like mine is right now?
My bracket is hanging in there. Most people, to my knowledge, did take Iowa State pretty far, though. I think when I looked at the tournament, Iowa State was among the 10 best teams in the country, and they're among the 10 best teams that I had advancing to potentially win the national championship. I had them in the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8 pretty much in every bracket, but it so did the rest of America for the most part in terms of my family and friends. But that's what happens in March. You're going to have teams like an Iowa State team that relies on jumpers, hasn't been able to get to the rim with ease, and you have an off shooting night. And Georges DeYoung, one of the best players in the country. Some people thought he was among the 10 best in America entering this game, all Big 12, and he goes 4-15 with only 11 points. It was probably his worst game all season, maybe of his career, if you would ask him. And that's tough because this is a first-round game against the UAB team.
Right.
We know their football program's not around right now, but I thought minus the 15 and 16 seeds, guys, I thought UAB was the worst team of the field, and I still firmly believe that, and we'll see how they do against UCLA. The Bruins may open up as 7 or 8 point favorites in that game, but that's what March does. It's always surprising. It's electric, and you're always going to get great games. Maybe the play isn't as great as we've seen in years past, scoring down a little bit, but these games have been magnificent so far, and this is just the beginning. There's so many more to come. So my bracket's hanging in there. I didn't have Baylor going too far. Iowa State, most people did, so that hurts a little bit, but it's so many more games available remain to be seen of how they fare. So far, though, it's I think been maybe one of the best days in many years in terms of just not even at the 5 o'clock central hour, but the Georgia State Baylor game was simply sensational.
It really was. It's just a great day to be watching. If you like basketball, it's just a great day to be watching it.
Hey, Greg,
it's all about, you see these mid-majors, yep.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the tournament's been drawn up, but they're 4 number one seeds, mm-hmm. as everyone knows. Is this pretty much what was expected? Are these the teams that everyone has expected, or is there a team out there that has got a complaint and something, you know, a beef with this issue?
Yeah, I don't think there's too much beef for me, at least. I think Arizona, who won big today, was the one team I thought had a little bit of a beef because they got put in the West region and they were a 2 seed. Wisconsin got the edge there as the 1 seed. I had that. The 4 1 seeds that were announced were the 4 ones that I had going in to the day if the favorites won, and they did. Wisconsin managed to get by Sparty in overtime. I thought Virginia, you could argue they had a raw deal, but I had them dropping to a 2 seed. If they would have beaten North Carolina in the ACC semis and then got to the ACC title game, then that would be a great debate to see where they were with Wisconsin for a 1 seed. But I have no beef personally, and I think it's not a huge deal. The only difference being 1 seeds have a good advantage in terms of getting to that second weekend in Sweet 16, of course, because 1 seeds are 120-0 all time. So that's a much better percentage. That's 100% winning, as opposed to 2 seeds, which I believe is just below 90, 85, 80%. So you want to be a 1 seed, but it's not the end of the world. You still got to end up winning 6 games to win the title. So no beef overall for me.
Okay. Hey, Dan, of all the 1 seeds that's out there, who do you think which team has the more difficult route to get to the Final Four, and who do you think of the 1 seeds are going to go out first?
Yes, I think Wisconsin could be the toughest region in the West, and I think their chances of advancing very far might be tough, and it's going to be interesting because the West region is borderline impossible when you look at with Baylor losing, but you still have Arizona and North Carolina. So it's going to be very difficult to see how Wisconsin manages to get by. But you know what? This is a crapshoot. Villanova's going to have a difficult time, I think. But I would personally choose Wisconsin.
Okay. Hey, we all know, you know, we've been hearing the talk about, you know, clubs that maybe shouldn't have been in, or they just kind of snuck in, like a UCLA and an Indiana. Both of them came in even as an 11 seed.
Yeah.
And then you had some teams like Temple, Richmond, Colorado State that were completely left out. Colorado State had won 27 games. Of course, they lose in the NIT. But what do you think led to UCLA and Indiana getting in as 11 seed and some of these other teams getting completely left out?
Yes, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question? I just got interrupted for a second. You're talking about the teams that got left out?
Yeah, exactly. The Colorado States and the Richmonds and Temples and then UCLA and Indiana getting in.
Yeah, I think that's certainly interesting because UCLA and Indiana, big name teams, they got the benefit of the doubt. Certainly helps the Bruins win today. But teams like Temple, Richmond, and Colorado State, they played well, you know, overall for the season, but down the stretch, it was hard to make a statement. A lot of people use that eye test, and it hurts mid-major teams who don't get a chance to schedule the big name schools. And despite the Bruins and Hoosiers maybe not deserving, I thought it was an interesting call because I had the Bruins out. I had Indiana in. I thought Colorado State or Temple would have taken that last spot. But you know what? It's really up for grabs going into Selection Sunday. It's really hard to project every single team that gets in. But it really comes down to the eye test. And people thought UCLA on paper would be favored over all those teams that got snubbed. And that's why you got to really dominate your regular season in conference play, because we've seen teams in mid-major conferences dominate the regular season and then lose in the conference tournament and then fail to get in the tournament. And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. So things are not fair. But certainly, you got to just play with what the rules are. And usually in Indiana are at an advantage because of their premier programs and conferences. And they did, I think, just enough to get in, even though I had the Bruins out and Colorado State / Temple to get in. But that's kind of just the way the chips fell.
That's right. And, of course, you know, UCLA now can say, well, you know, for those people who were against us getting in, we just, you know, we just knocked off SMU. So, you know, that they have that argument, you know, to stand on now. Hey, which of the mid-major teams, and there's always one each year, at least one, that makes some serious noise in the tournament. Who do you think may make some noise this year as a mid-major?
Yeah, well, Georgia State's got a great chance right now, but I'm going to keep it simple and short. I like Stephen F. Austin. If they can get by Utah tonight, this evening, if you will, I like their chances to advance in the Sweet 16. And potentially play Duke in a Sweet 16 match. I don't think they'll advance farther than that. But I love the Lumberjacks, Jacob Parker, Thomas Walkup. Not the tallest, biggest team, but they can shoot the rock. And I think they can play smart ball. They lead the country in assists, did you know? So it's interesting because Utah's a big team. So I always love to see the small mid-major teams match up with the bigger premier programs. But I'm going to take the Lumberjacks as Stephen F. Austin. But certainly Georgia State has a head up because they're already in the round of 32. But I'm going to stick with SFA.
Oh, and I think I may have picked them to win. I know they did. I think I picked them to win whenever it is they play, either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure, but we'll see. But mm-hmm. I picked them anyway. Hey, question. My next question is going to put you on the spot. Who could possibly beat Kentucky?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think whoever wins the West region, I think will easily, in my opinion, have the best chance. Just because that West region is loaded. We just saw Baylor lose, but I still love Arizona. I like Wisconsin, North Carolina a lot. Whoever comes out of that region, maybe it's one of those three teams, I'll still stand the record to say that one of those three defeat the Kentucky Wildcats. But certainly they're still easy favorites to win it all. They're even. That's never happened. We've seen in tournament history. So I would still stick with Kentucky if everything was even, which we know it's not. But if I had to pick one team to beat them, I like the chances of a team from the West region.
All right. Hey, if Kentucky goes down, there will be a lot of smiling people because they're, for some reason, nobody wants to see somebody run the table. I don't know what it is, but you've got the count that Kentucky fans that will die if that happens, and then you've got everybody else that is a basketball fan not wanting it to happen. So, and Ronnie is definitely wanting it to happen because he picked it before the season started.
I picked it before we ever started that Kentucky would go undefeated and they would win the national championship.
And I'm going to owe him a steak if that happens. So. Hey, Dan, which of the two or three seed has the toughest draw?
Yeah, I think I was going to go with the Big 12, and obviously that was going into the day. I didn't think Baylor and Iowa State would both lose, but I thought they had some pretty tough draws. I was going to go with Baylor because I just think Arizona is maybe the second or third best team in the country despite being a two seed. So that's one team. And I'd also go with Oklahoma, a Big 12 team that's not played yet. I think they have a chance to get upset by Providence in the round of 32. And if they do get by them, they're going to have to play either a scorching Michigan State team or a Virginia team that's probably the best defensive team in the country. So I'll go with Oklahoma. Certainly we've seen two of the three seeds lose in Baylor and Iowa State, but in Notre Dame advance, but these three seeds were projected to go far. Obviously Iowa State was, but I think Oklahoma, which a lot of people have them going far, I don't really see them going past the second round. It would be shocking if they got past the Sweet 16 for sure. So I'm going to go with the Sooners because that East bracket, very good defensive teams like Nova, Virginia, even Michigan State. And Oklahoma is more of a team that likes to go up and down, score lots of points. So it's interesting to see because possessions get fewer and fewer in the tournaments. So that's why it's hard to see offensive juggernauts go very far. You got to play some good defense, and Oklahoma struggled that through the years. And, of course, they've lost in the first round the past few years. So that goes against them as well. So I'll go with OU.
Okay, and a word you used, and it's one of the questions. I'm going to go ahead and throw this one out there. We keep using the word seed or seeding. Dan, tell everyone what seeding is, and then tell us what's your thoughts on it. Is it overrated, or is it, does it work out pretty much, you know, as it should?
I think for the most part it's all randomized in terms of, you know, when you look at when the tournament's over. I think it's important to be a one seed because you've never lost in a round of 64, so that gives you a darn good chance to go to the Sweet 16. But then you look at double-digit seeds. We've seen two double-digit seeds advance to Sweet 16 just the past three-plus years, and that may happen again this year, it looks like. I think it's overrated. People love to talk about it on Selection Sunday that, you know, Georgetown shouldn't be a four, it should have been a six, and I love debating sports all the time, but I think at the end of the day, I got to go out there and execute and produce, and these regions and these drawings are very random. It's all a lot of luck involved. Course in March Madness. So I think it's talked a little bit too much, and it's more important to just go out there and win regardless of who you play, because sometimes you just have bad matchups.
We have a lot of lady listeners, and I'm not saying that ladies don't know what they're talking about or don't know sports, but in case someone's not familiar with this, explain seeding. What exactly is seeding when we say a team is seeded number one or number two? Tell everyone what that is.
Yeah, obviously, 1 through 16 is the normal regions. You see, 16 seeds are normally teams from mid-major conferences or non-power conferences that most people have not heard of. So 16s are going to be the worst teams, of course. 15 slightly better. 1's the best teams in the country. You have four regions, obviously. Your 4-1 seeds are supposed to be the four best teams in college basketball. And we base these seeds based on what they've done for the entire season. So some get rewarded because they schedule bigger teams that are better, you know, and they get rewarded for that, unlike the mid-majors, which don't always play the best teams because their competition is down compared to the bigger conferences such as the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12. So those teams often get rewarded, and sometimes they're overseeded. And the term overseeded means maybe they're a 1 or 2 seed, but they're more deserving of a 5 or 6, which is obviously not as good. So the lower number you are, the better it is. And so obviously the rest is history. Once the game started, anything is possible. So it's not to be concerned if you're a double-digit seed, because we've seen these years double-digit seeds often advance to the Sweet 16.
Okay, we know you're pushed for time, so I'm going to throw one more question at you, and then we'll do our buy, sell, and hold segment. But which player do we not know about right now that will break through during this tournament? If you've got some names, somebody we should be looking out for, throw a few of them out there of who to look for, who's going to be the breakout stars this year.
Yeah, well, certainly so far the star for today has been R.J. Hunter of Georgia State. He is, his father is the coach of Georgia State.
Yeah, his father is going to have to learn to stand up.
Yeah, of course, he tore his Achilles when they won their conference tournament just past weekend ago. I think he's a guy to look out just because he probably made a one shining moment with that late three to advance to 32. I think that's certainly a guy you want to keep your eye out on. But I'm going to go with Larry Nance Jr. of Wyoming. I'm not sure the Cowboys may advance very far in a tough matchup with Northern Iowa, which many people have. But Larry Nance Jr., his father was a stud for the Cleveland Cavs back in the day. Great athlete, maybe one of the best athletes in the country that you don't know about. And he can score 15, 20 points a game. He's going to need to. They're 12 seeds. They're in the East region. They play against Northern Iowa in that 5-12 upset game. So he's one guy I'm really looking forward to. There's so many to choose from, but he's the one that really stands out to me.
And I saw him play a little bit, Dan, but if he is anything like his father, he is some kind of athlete, because his dad could go.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He's been fun to watch this year in the Mountain West, and we'll see what he does in the tournament.
Yep.
Okay, it's time for buy, sell, or hold. We need to come up with some music for buy, sell, or hold. We'll work on that before
We'll get Jay on that one.
Okay, folks, going to remind you, buy, sell, or hold. I'll throw an idea out. Runny and Dan will chime in, and if it was a stock, they will say if they would buy it, sell it, or hold it. Buy means they believe it. Sell means no, they don't. Hold means they really can't make their mind up, so. All right, number one, we'll start with Dan, since he's the man of the hour. Dan, Kentucky has a walk to the Final Four.
I'm going to buy that. I think the Midwest region is one of the easiest ones. I would probably rank it third, maybe easiest. So I'm going to buy that. Maybe they play Notre Dame or Kansas. Bottom line is they're at least advanced into the Final Four. And obviously there's a good chance they don't lose. I think if they were to lose, it's not going to happen to at least the Final Four, so I'm buying that.
All right.
I completely agree. I buy that as well. I don't see anybody that can touch them.
Fair enough. Go to the second one, Ronnie, to you. More than one double-digit seed will reach the Sweet 16.
More than one.
More than one.
Double-digit seed. I'm going to sell that.
You're going to sell it?
Yeah. I mean, I can see where one may can slip in there and, you know, and get into the Sweet 16, but I'm not going with more with multiple. So I'm selling it.
He's selling, Dan. What about you?
I'm going to buy that. We've seen 2-plus at least make it the last 3 years. You already have some double-digit seeds advancing to the round of 32. I have at least 2 double-digit seeds in my bracket every year to advance to the 16. I might not get those teams correctly. I might not pick them correctly because it's madness, as we know. But I'm going to buy that. I'm going to say at least 2. There's guaranteed one already. UCLA 11 seed playing a 14 seed UAB. That's a guaranteed one. I think there'll be at least one more. And this year has been quite the treat so far. So I'm buying that.
All right. Buying it and Ronnie's selling.
That's right.
We'll see.
Dan's going to win that.
Okay. Back to you, Dan. And I like this one. More than 2 number one seeds will reach the Final Four.
More than 2 one seeds will reach the Final Four. I will sell that. I think Kentucky's a safe bet, and then I think there's probably one more in there, maybe Duke that gets there. And I think it stops there. So I'm going to sell that. There will not be more than 2 one seeds.
Selling, Ronnie.
I'm selling with Dan.
Selling it all. All right. Fair enough. Ronnie, to you, the opening days of the NCAA tournament is better than any single day of college football. Well, that's a tough one. Ronnie broke out in the sweat on this.
I'm sweating. I hate to struggle.
This is going to be sacrilegious.
I know. I'm going to hold. I'm going to ride the fence, and I'm holding this one.
Okay, Dan. The opening days.
Yeah, this is a tough one, but that question. Oh man!
If Ronnie had his yard would be rolling.
I know.
I'll agree with him. Just hold. I always got to hold at least one or two holds in there. So this will be my one. So I'll agree here.
All right.
We both hold it.
We're both fence riders.
Pants
is way out of that.
No.
Okay, Dan, to you, the best first-round game in the tournament is Indiana-Wichita State, with the winner likely taking on Kansas.
Yeah, I think the easy answer is probably hold, but I'll buy that one just because everybody's assuming it's going to be Wichita State-Kansas in the round of 32. And Indiana, despite struggling down the stretch, I think tremendous team, loaded with guards, James Blackman Jr., Cody Farrell, Kevin Farrell, excuse me, and you got Robert Johnson, a freshman. Of course, we saw State's Fred VanVleet from my neck of the woods, Ron Baker. These are small teams with great guards. Wichita State, one of the smartest teams in the country. Many people think they have a deep run in them. I'm interested to see if they have a deep run in them starting with this game. I think Indiana could beat them. I have them beating, have the Hoosiers advancing in most of my brackets, so I'm really looking forward to this game, but you could pick as many as you want, because there's so many great games that have already happened and still to come.
I agree, but with what's left, that's the game I want to see, because just like Dan said, I would love to see Wichita State against Kansas, just because of interstate rivalry there. And,
right.
You know, when you think of basketball in Kansas, you don't think of Wichita State. You think of the University of Kansas.
Can't tell you where Wichita
State is. That's right, they wouldn't have a clue, but they have an excellent program. So I'm with Dan. I agree with him on that one.
All right, the last one, and this one will be interesting. Kentucky will win it all. And Ronnie's got to buy it. I mean,
absolutely. No need to ask me. I'm in. Hook, line, sinker, and all. I'm buying that.
Okay, Dan, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to sell that just because I've been on it all year, even maybe back in January, if I'm not mistaken, when I thought we've never seen a team ever go undefeated in conference play, through the non-conference, through the conference tournament, and through the NCAA tournament as a one seed. Indiana last did it. Of course, they didn't have the Big Ten tournament back then, so we failed to see that. We may very well see it with this loaded Kentucky team, but I think the West region is loaded, can give them a run for money, knock them off, So I'm gonna say Kentucky loses the game. Call me crazy. I'm looking forward to April because we're gonna know whether or not it's still in the tournament and competing for a Final Four national championship. So I think Kentucky falls, not due to the fact that I don't think they're the best team. They're clearly the best team. I just think due to law of averages, we've never seen this. Even though this team's maybe been one of the better teams at least in a decade, some people think more. I'm not quite there yet, despite being 34-0. I'm gonna say they lose a game.
All right, fair enough. Time will tell. Did you
Dan's
see?
Sticking with it.
Yeah, we get in April. We'll find out. Hey, Dan, can't tell you how much we appreciate you taking time out of your ultra-busy schedule. I know this is the busiest time of year for you, and you took time out to be with us, and, man, we really appreciate that.
Yep. Well, hey, always one of my favorite times of the year right now, and my favorite day of the week might be Thursday just talking to you guys, so yeah. I appreciate you guys having me on again.
Okay,
hey, thanks a lot, Dan,
and don't work too hard this weekend. Take time to kick back in the recliner and watch a few games.
Enjoy some basketball, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dan.
Okay, Dan the man, Vasta.
That's it, Dan the man.
Campus insider, and boy, he is full of knowledge.
Yes, he is.
If you got him and Brian Lacy together, I don't know.
Lacy can, yeah, he can spew it out there too, can he? He sure can.
But once you get Dan rolling, I don't know if Brian would be able to get in there.
Yeah.
Because once Dan gets rolling, he's hard to stop.
Oh, he's just like a snowball headed downhill, you know.
He will forget more basketball today than I know.
That's right. And you can ask him a question that he has no clues coming.
Right.
And it's just like he sat there and researched.
Oh, yeah. All right. The music means it's time for a break. We'll be right back. 5:07, basketball going on and Moolah coming up next. So stay with us. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman, Alabama.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. Money, money.
Oh, the sweet sound of some coins jingling in your pocket.
I like Where's Moolah. It's interesting. It's always interesting, but it seems more interesting when Cindy's not eligible. Cindy, I'm not meaning that in any negative term toward you, but
no,
it's kind of like Kentucky playing.
There you go.
Coleman High.
It's just the standard that she set.
Right.
She's undefeated, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
no, I guess, isn't she? If she's playing, is she undefeated?
I would think so. I'm not sure, but I would think so.
Wow.
I don't know of her not winning one when she's eligible.
I don't know. I'm going to have to research that.
Those of you listening, Cindy is not eligible, so listen in close to these clues.
That's right. Jump in there, and after we give clues, At about 5:30, we're going to have Rex Chambers, our local fishing expert, is going to be with us. But, hey, give us a call at 737-9951 and take a guess to win 50 bucks.
Bucks on Where's Moolah, brought to you by People's Bank. I noticed the wrong bank.
You sure did.
I would have messed up on that one.
That would have ended those
Spotty Cat would have been a
She's going to the processing plant.
I didn't get it out. Jimmy, forgive me.
Going to be hamburger.
Hey, speaking of which, Jimmy is actually in our contest, our bracket contest.
Oh, Jimmy is? Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to bring you up to date on the two clues that we have given so far, and then Ronnie has clue number three. Or is it clue number four?
Maybe four.
Well, I don't know the third clue.
Okay, you give the clues you know.
The clues I know is if you're looking for moolah, you might see a lake. And if you're looking for moolah, you might be required to sign in. So that's the two I know. Have we given another one?
I thought there was, but I'll just ignore it.
All right. If there's another one and you heard it, good for you.
Good for you. That's right. My clue today is if you're looking for moolah, you might have to look in a lot of different rooms.
All right. You might look in a lot of different rooms.
That's right. That's my clue.
So, again, the number is 737-9951 to tell us where moolah is and win $50. Take
free money, baby.
And put it on ball games this weekend and end up with $500 or $600.
There you go. It's it can happen.
Oh, yeah. There will be people who will be rich after this, and there'll be people who will be broke after this tournament.
Extreme. That's
$9 billion
$9 billion
on the NCAA.
Will tournament. More people make money?
I was about to say, what's your definition of rich? But yeah, $9 billion. Okay.
Yeah. Never mind.
Will more people make money on the tournament, or will more people lose money?
More people will lose.
More people will lose.
Yeah. If not, they wouldn't stay in business.
Just like going to Vegas.
Right. That's right. Just like you go to, and I do it. I mean, I have been known to visit Tunica or Philadelphia or wherever, not so much Philadelphia, but Tunica. If you really want to make yourself feel dumb, sit there and look around at how many people are working, how many free drinks they're giving away, all the big lights, the free hotel rooms, and then think about what your chances of winning is.
Yeah.
More people are going to walk out of there broke than walks out of there with a pocket
with making anything, right?
Yeah. And it depends on what you play, your odds, but regardless what you play, odds are in their favor. Overall, they're going to win.
So. Yeah. But now, I guess, statistically speaking, your odds are better doing that than, for example, driving to Tennessee and buying a lottery ticket, right?
Oh, yeah.
Many times better.
Many.
Like in blackjack, they have a 2-3% advantage, I think. But you take, say, $10 million in a week, 2-3%.
Yeah.
That's going to add up. That pays the bills.
I'd like to have that 2-3%.
We will pay all of your salaries on interest.
That's exactly right. Hey, just Jason, just quickly a little update on the games. Two games that are currently going on in the second half. Mississippi State and Xavier are playing with 6 minutes to go. Mississippi State 50, Xavier 62. That is, Xavier's a 6th seed. Mississippi State is an 11th seed. Also in the second half with 17 minutes to go, Ohio State 40, VCU 37. And Ohio State is a 10 seed and VCU is a 7 seed. So,
and you're talking about
Ohio State.
Xavier team that Auburn beat.
That's exactly right.
I don't know how that happened.
That's right.
Yeah, Auburn beat at Xavier.
Who they beat Mississippi State, and then they're going to be playing Georgia State. So they're going to be moving on possibly into the Sweet 16 because they've got Georgia State because Georgia State beat Baylor.
Right. All right, we've got Sandy from Dodge City to guess moolah. Sandy, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey, Jason, how are y'all?
Good. Doing well.
How about you?
I'm good.
All right. Have you got a guess?
I think from what the clues are, is it Coleman Hospital?
Yep, you nailed it.
Yay!
Coleman
Congratulations.
Hospital. So, Coleman
you,
Regional
won
Medical
in a
Center.
While, so I'm excited.
Yeah, it's been a dry spell, hasn't it, Sandy?
Yes.
Well, congratulations, but that's where it was. It was hidden at Coleman Regional Hospital.
Well, thank y'all so much.
All right, you know the drill, so
okay.
Anytime after tomorrow or tomorrow, anytime forward, you can come by and pick up the money. So.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Sandy.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, there you go.
Law has been hemmed up.
She's been put back in the trailer, and she's been in the pasture now.
Yeah, and
locked up in the crib, maybe.
You know, at least they're keeping it in the same family.
That's
there,
exactly. So. they may end up. I wonder if she splits that. You
I
think
don't
she
know.
Splits it with Cindy? You think Cindy splits it with her? No.
Do you think she just got a call from Cindy?
I'm not going to say either way.
Y'all weren't going to say it. I'm going to say it.
I don't want to make Sandy sound like
that's right.
She don't know.
She figured that out on her own. I feel sure.
I'm sure she did. That clue I gave, gave it away.
A lot of rooms helped out. So
yeah, makes a difference.
All right. $50
could've
goes
been a
to
hotel.
Sandy. Yeah, it could have, but there are not many hotels around that you can see a lake from and call them.
Well, now you do have a point. Think about a lot of rooms I was thinking about. Oh, Xavier, Holyfield's house that he lost in
Baker.
109 rooms.
Yeah. Wow.
But you're right. There's not many lakes around in Coleman where there's a hotel.
In fact, I don't know of one. There may be one. The closest thing I would know is the condos.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Bridge. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any hotels on Smith Lake.
No, but there should be.
Yeah. That would be a good project for you to get going.
I'm going to. Can
there
I use
there
your
was one years and years and years ago. It was called the Lakeview Resort, something or other.
Hey, is that, if you're going out from the Spiegels and you're going to the T, is that what you look at when you look up on top of the bridge right there?
Yes.
Okay.
Bremen Lakeview Resort is what it was called.
I was wondering about
that. That wasn't a hotel, though.
No, it wasn't.
That was a timeshare property that had cabins and a big meeting room and swimming pool.
Yeah, I remember dealing with it was like for church camps and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like a hotel, though.
Yes.
It looks like it just has hotel rooms there. Yeah.
It could probably be one if somebody were to. Anyway.
Yeah. I was always wondering.
Someone would speculate on that.
Yeah. I was wondering it because every time I go that way, I look and I think, was that an old hotel or what?
I have been there, but that's all I'll say about that.
That's another story for another time.
There you go.
I've been there, too, and actually, Mom and Dad bought a membership to that when it first opened up. And
it was a timeshare, you said?
Yeah, it was something like a timeshare. You bought a membership to it. And
I mean, did it have room?
You could use it anytime you wanted to.
But was it somewhere you could spend the night?
Yeah, they had cabins. At that time, it was like little cabins set up, and then they had a big, for lack of terms, meeting room. And,
can you still get to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was there, it wasn't little cabins, but it was almost like a little, we'll call it a scaled-down Motel 6 kind of deal. I mean, you had probably 40 rooms in two different buildings.
Yeah, it's changed hands, I want to say several times. I know two or three times, and now I'm not even sure what it's being used for. But
or if it's being used.
I believe now it's investment property, and I know who owns it. They're not local, they're out of Jasper.
Mm. But you can still get to it?
It is a doctor that owns it currently. Now, I think it's all boarded up with private property signs.
I see.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad to find that
now
out.
Now you know.
Because I see it so many, every time we go to the lake, and I wonder about it.
Speaking of motel rooms overlooking the water, hey, I mean, it's out there, you know, it's not easy to get to from the interstate, I would imagine. Maybe it is.
Right.
But it's not like, you know, right off the interstate.
Okay.
It's an awesome view.
I'm sure it is, but I wouldn't even know how to start to get there. So anyway, I've seen it from the water.
The big town of Brushy Pond.
Big town of Brushy Pond.
Yep.
Pass the Brushy Pond Community Center and look up to your left or right. It's on County Road 143. I know that.
Oh, okay.
There's a cell tower out there. I know that too.
Oh, you know. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. All right. Well, I found something. I learned something new today.
Okay, 5:19, and we are in basketball mode. Not talking too much about Alabama and Auburn. We have mentioned Alabama, and the only thing we mentioned about them is what they were going to do for a coach. But the NCAA tournament really started in full blast this afternoon already. Two number 14 seeds defeating two number 3 seeds.
That's right.
And UAB being one of those that got the win. So.
That's exactly right. So a huge, you know, a huge accomplishment there for you know, for UAB. I mean, it's just great, you know, great for their program. Talking about Alabama, Jason, did you watch them play the other night against Illinois?
No, by the time I turned it on, Alabama was so far ahead.
It was an Alabama team that I have not seen all year and may have not seen in several years. Now, there may be different reasons for why they played the way they did. probably, I think it would be the fact that they were playing for Anthony Grant. As we know, he's been fired, and the assistant coach was there doing the coaching. And all those kids, from everything I know, they really, really like
they were a little late on that.
Yeah, you're right. Now, they like, yeah, you know, the point is that if you'd have played a little bit more like that during the season, he probably would still have a job.
Right.
You know, but it was just a club like I personally have not seen in a very, very long time. But, you know, they just absolutely annihilated Illinois. Illinois didn't want
to
be there.
Yeah, last time I saw the score, it was 60-something to 30-something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like 20. One time it was like 23 to 4 or something. I mean, it was awful. Ended up 80-something to, I don't know what the final. I don't know what Illinois score. But it was obvious Illinois did not want to be there. But Alabama has advanced to play University of Miami in Florida. And that game will be March the 21st, which I guess that's Saturday, the 21st, day's 19th.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be the 21st, and I think that's at 10 o'clock in the morning is when that game will
you
be played.
You have to watch that, eating your Fruit Loops.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And that will be on ESPN. So if you want to watch Alabama play in the second round of the NIT, it will be Saturday on ESPN, and it will be at 10 o'clock Central Time. So best of luck to the, you know, University of Alabama men's basketball team. Hopefully they can, you know, they can win that game and move on to the, I guess it would be called the Elite Eight of the NIT for, you know, what that's worth. But it does give them some more practice time. So, but it was a huge win for the University of Alabama, even though it was only about 20% full.
Right. And as you said, it is, when you say they advanced, it is the NIT.
It's not the big show.
The NCAA tournament that we're talking about that kicked off today. So these teams in the NIT are basically playing for 69th place.
Yeah, more or less.
Which is better than what Auburn's playing.
Yeah, that's right, because they're not playing at all.
Right.
If Alabama were to win against Miami of Florida, they're either going to play Richmond or Arizona State. It'd be one of those two teams. And we have seen Richmond in the NCAA tournament in years past and make a pretty good run. It's Richmond Spiders, if you remember that. So if Alabama beats Miami of Florida, they will play either Richmond or Arizona State.
Okay, Ronnie, what do you think? Take Kentucky out of it.
Yep.
Who would you pick? Your next pick?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Somehow I knew you were going to say that.
That's my pick.
And you're probably right, but I would have to go with Gonzaga just because they've never done it.
I agree.
They always choke.
Yeah,
I think this is their year.
And I don't disagree with you, Jason. Again, if you take Kentucky out of it, you know, you've got a handful of teams can win it. I mean, a lot of teams that could win it after that. But, you know, Kentucky is just, at least on paper and what they've done so far, they're just so, you know, they're just so much better, far superior basketball team than anybody else. But if anybody can beat them, I think it would be Wisconsin. And if Kentucky wasn't in it, I would pick Wisconsin to win.
Kentucky, as we said, all Americans sit in the bench. And as I think Greg said, they're going to have guys playing in the NBA next year that didn't start this year.
Yeah, and probably didn't even play much.
Right, yeah.
You know, or not play a whole lot. Of course, none of them play a whole lot because, you know, they're averaging winning by more than 20 points. So he probably doesn't have a kid that averages more than probably 20 to 22 minutes a game.
Yeah, they get in and the starters get in, get their stuff done, get out. And
that's it.
And it's mop-up duty for the others.
For the other five starters. Yeah.
You know, another five All-Americans.
That's right. For the other, that's right, because he has 9 high school All-Americans on that club.
Oh,
all you can do is just shake your head at it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And did you see the special? I think it was Outside the Lines.
I hate Christian Laettner.
No, that is one we need to talk about, though. But this one was actually on Calipari.
No, I didn't see that.
Sunday morning. Yeah, if you get a chance to see that one, you need to check that one out. So, yeah.
Okay, I have not seen that. You know, whether Jason like Calipari, and I don't think you do.
No, I don't.
Whether you like him, whether you dislike him, you have to have respect for him that he can take 9 high school All-Americans and some way, somehow, he can blend them and convince them
to put their personal selfishness aside and do what's best for their team. Right. And that is a true testament to someone who can really, really motivate, convince, coach, however you want to label it. I mean, that is huge, because I don't think there's many people, if you put 9 high school All-Americans on a club and you gave somebody them to coach, that would be able to accomplish what he's doing with them.
No.
However he does it.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. I can't imagine having 3 guys like that on a team. There's not enough basketballs to go around.
That's right. And it works for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't cut any of them any slack. If you watch them play and you watch him, it doesn't bother him to chew one out.
What about Bobby Knight's comments?
Oh, he can't stand. No,
and boy, you know he's pulling for Kentucky to go to.
Oh, absolutely. He can't stand him.
And in Jason's opinion, though, I don't like Bobby Knight either. So in Jason's opinion, it's jealousy. Bobby Knight thinks he's the king of basketball. Has always thought he was the king of basketball. Yeah. And hey, there's a new sheriff in town. Yeah. So
just a different era.
Bobby will be throwing chairs.
Yeah, that's right. You slide one across the floor, or you kick somebody like he kicked his own son. You know, that kind of stuff. So. But and again, you have to give Bobby Knight credit where credit's due. The man could coach basketball.
Oh, no doubt about it.
No question.
No doubt about it. He was a lot like Woody Hayes, but
that's right. I heard Mike Krzyzewski say one time the only person that he would not sit down and talk about basketball with was Bobby Knight, because Bobby Knight knew so much more about basketball than he did.
Hmm.
So take that for what it's worth.
He just didn't want to get cussed out by Bobby Knight.
He played for him, I think. And worked with him, or I think he took
Coach
over
K
at West
now,
Point.
I think we decided when we talk about salaries, yeah. Coach K now over the $10 million mark.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, he's just barely getting by.
Yeah,
isn't he?
I don't know how he does.
I don't know how he pays his power bill.
Right.
He might get on prepay or something.
Okay, Jay, if you'll take us away, time for a break. Hopefully we'll come back with Mr. Rex Chambers, our local fishing
crew, right.
And it's now getting to be my time of fishing weather.
That's right. It's that time of year. Water's warming up, so the fishing should be good. So we'll get Rex on here at about 5:30 in about 2 or 3 minutes, and get him to tell us what's taking place on the area lakes. And hopefully some folks are loading the boats, and he can help us join those folks that's filling it up.
All right, we'll be right back with you. The number again, 256-737-9951. Give us a call. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, Thursday afternoon.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Back with you, and some days, Ronnie, it seems to everything just fall into place.
That's right.
And work like a charm, and today is one of those days.
That's it.
Rex calling right on time, our other callers, everything right on time. Some days not like that.
No,
today
it's not.
We got it going.
That's it.
Hey, Rex, welcome back to Sports Talk Live.
Evening,
fellas. Hey, Riggs. How are you, man?
I am. My belly's full. That's all that matters right now.
Oh, it's all good then if you got a full belly. Hey, you been watching any of this basketball's going on, or are you not into it?
I'm March Madness freak.
Hey, there you go. Is your bracket shot, or is it busted so far?
UAB. I actually have UAB in my bracket.
Did you?
Game also.
Wow. Well, so, I didn't.
I didn't miss this last 12 versus 3. I forget what game was it. Baylor.
Baylor, yeah, Baylor and Baylor and Georgia State.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Yep, I did too. I had Baylor.
Beat Baylor.
Yeah, they got beat by one.
But yeah, I'm kind of pulling for UAB to win one more. I got them going. Going to Sweet 16. So.
Oh, cool. Well, that'd be great if they would. You know, I mean, that'd be good for a state.
Next couple of years, them boys are going to be really good.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about that several times. If you look at their roster, they've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores that's playing on that team.
If I read right, they are the third youngest team
yes,
in the country.
You are. You read that correctly. They are the third youngest team in the country. So, hey, it's only going to look, you know, it's only going to get better for them. So,
You're right.
You better believe Auburn and Alabama, the pressure's on them, because you certainly, you know, you've got to outdo UAB if you're Auburn and Alabama.
I've always liked Coach Harris. I think
me too.
Class guy and a great coach.
I agree. You know, I thought years ago when Mike Anderson was at UAB, I would have loved to have seen him go to Tuscaloosa, but, you know, I guess the politics of that thing, they're never going to allow anybody that's been at UAB to go on down, you know, Highway 59 down there to be at Tuscaloosa.
About that, seriously.
Exactly. Hey, on to another subject here, a very important subject right now with fishing and the weather changing. Hey, Rex, I know you fished last week down at Eufaula. How did that go?
Well, it went mediocre. My last three tournaments on Eufaula, it's been about a 14 to 16 pound limit, which don't win you anything down there.
Right.
It just makes you respectable. And that's about what we did again. We had just under 15 pounds and come in, made a top 50.
Right.
Actually dropped three places in the points because we had such a good tournament down on Lake Jordan. But, like I said, we didn't fall far. We didn't get a check. We missed a check by less than 8 ounces.
Oh, my goodness.
Missed some Freedom Ring bonus money by 8 ounces. It was an expensive trip. It's when you're staying at Lake Point.
Yes.
Lodge,
oh, wow, yes.
They're proud of that.
They certainly are, Rex. They are very proud.
Anything like staying at the Econo Lodge.
No.
I told my partner, I said, we don't have to get a check because this is one expensive trip.
Exactly.
So I was down there for 3 days of practice. Usually we only do two.
Right.
I didn't have a lot going on at work, so I put in 3 days. I guess I should have put in six. That's the way it goes.
Sure.
Now, haven't got anything this weekend. Trying to keep up with the railbacks going on over at Gunnersville.
Okay.
Had a couple of impressive weights today. 33 pounds leading it.
33 pounds today?
Yeah, 33 pounds leading it. 20 pounds is in the top 20-25.
Wow.
Well, and you know, that sounds good. But there's another 175 anglers out there that didn't do all that good.
Oh, exactly. Is it kind of either feast or famine?
Yeah, Gunnersville's still tough, and it's getting better day by day, of course.
Right.
I know I said it last week. Yeah. We're just days away, but those days just keep ticking on. we should have been days away a month ago.
Right. You know, And is that, Rex, is that due just to the water hasn't warmed up yet? I mean, we had a horribly cold February.
No, it's due to the water temps fluctuating so bad, and the fish are still skittish about the water temperature.
Okay.
You know, they go up, then all of a sudden we get snow and ice, and it drop back down in the 30s again.
Right.
Well, then they get up to about 50 for 3 or 4 days, and those fish are really chomping at the bits to go shallow, so they start their move,
right,
and they start to move shallow, and then all of a sudden we get a couple of 17 degree nights, it cools the water off again, they move back out, and I think now they're just being a little weary
right.
of moving up shallow. There are a lot of shallow fish right now. I talked to a buddy of mine who had a guy trip yesterday. He said they were rubbing their bellies in the dirt.
Oh, wow.
That they caught. So we're not going to have any cold nights, you know, probably not for at least, I looked at the 10-day, for not for the next 10 days.
So, right.
So, you know, our cold weather's over. Maybe those fish will figure it out that they need to be up there and making babies here before long. And the bite's going to definitely pick up the next 3 or 4 days.
So the next 3 or 4 days, you think it's going to get better?
I look for it to be wide open by Saturday and Sunday. I look for the weights. The final day of that rail back, which I think I'm in the top 10 or top 20 fish on Saturday, but you can look for the weights on that day to be outrageously high.
Wow. Now, that's a pretty big payout. I think you said it's 50 grand. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe first place is 50,000 plus they got some bonus money also that comes in that Ranger Cup and all that, FLW's big Ranger organization. But yeah, it's a great payday. Friend of mine, Jonathan Henry, he won it last year, $50,000 first place, and that's what he's fishing on this year. So
sweet.
Of course, he struggled today with 13 pounds. He's not in contention for the win. But the good thing about that is that tournament's going to pay back, I think they're going to pay, I want to say he said 125 places deep. So.
Wow. So a lot of people's going to make a little money.
Well, they're going to get their money back.
Back, yeah.
It's like a $1,200 entry fee.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this ain't your weekly derby.
Yeah, this is not your $25 or $50 or $100.
No, just throw 35 in and hope to win 200.
Exactly, absolutely. Well, hey, Rick, you know, you said it was looking for maybe this weekend to get really good. So if we're going to go to the lake, do we need to go shallow? And if we are shallow, what do we need to throw? And if that doesn't work, what do we need to do, and what do we need to throw if we have to move out of the shallows?
Depends on where you're at. If you're going to Tennessee River, if you're going to Gunnersville, a little square bill, a little sinkhole around seawalls, around rock ledges, or not ledges, but the riprap banks, such as causeways and bridges, that's where the fish are at, because that's where they're migrating to their bedding areas. Now, if you're on Smith Lake fish aren't moving shallow yet, but they are on their way. Talked to a buddy of mine today that went on a guide trip to Smith. They caught 60 today.
You said 6D, like 6-0?
60, as in 6-0.
Good grief.
Yeah, he said all on a crankbait and jerkbait, so the fish are biting on Smith Lake. Of course, today was the perfect day, overcast,
yes.
A whole lot of sun.
Right.
Even said he had a few topwater fish, so that's hopefully cranking up real hard. Well, the next few, I think we got rain coming in a little bit tomorrow, but after that, we're going to have some sunny days.
Right.
That sunny days on Smith Lake's really going to get that top water bite to going real good, and I can't wait for that.
Wow. Okay, if we're going to go top water now, did you tell me last week, Rex, that around April the 1st was the top water bites?
That's my rule of thumb.
Okay.
Others go a little later.
Yeah.
But there's certain areas of the lake on the first week of April where you can go throw a big top water bait and catch the big stripe. Yes.
Right. Right. Now, I had someone ask me the other day, and we were talking about the stripes, and we were talking about them running back up into the back of the creeks and stuff because the water runs, and they lay their eggs there. And you said, well, they just think they're laying eggs that the fish in Smith don't actually, they don't lay legs. They're hybrid. Is that correct? Could you?
No, they can't. They do actually lay their eggs.
Okay.
They lay their eggs, but the stripe that are in Smith, the hybrids, they're sterile.
Okay.
But they're not going to reproduce.
I got you. Okay.
That's why they have to dump in about 150 to 300,000 fingerlings every year.
Oh, they do that. They do that every year.
Every year or every 2 years. I know that the year before last, they put in 300,000 stripes.
Okay. Okay. Well, there were some guys talking about it the other day, and I said, "Well, I'll ask Rex, and I'll kind of clear that up." So the females do lay their eggs, but there's no way for them the eggs to be fertilized.
No way for them to be fertilized. The male stripes are sterile on the hybrid side.
Right.
Now we got white bass and white bass in Smith Lake, which are a former stripe. Now they do reproduce.
Right.
but the really the gigantic ones, no, they don't reproduce anymore.
I got you. Okay, if I'm going to Smith this weekend, I know you mentioned a jerk bait, what and a little bit of top water. What else could you possibly throw in? You know, maybe catch some fish.
Get on the points, get in the mouth of the creeks with a little crankbait, a little deep end, or even a deeper crankbait, a DD-22, if you want to struggle all day and throw your arm out. but yeah, any kind of crankbait. Plus, first thing in the morning, they need to be up shallow around the bushes throwing a little square bill or a spinnerbait for that big largemouth bite, because those largemouth are ready to move up start spawning, so they're on that first little outside edge of the shallows.
Right. Exactly. You know, I've caught several fish just really just unloading my boat there at Spiegel's Marina and just heading up in the back of that creek and fishing up around the brush and stuff. You know, early in the morning I catch several fish on top water there.
You need to stay out of my hole.
but I'm sure I wasn't catching as many or the big ones like you were, Rick.
It's been a while since I've even had a really good day on Smith.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks.
Exactly. Hey, about what are the water temps right now, Rick?
Well, the water temps on Tennessee River is in the lower 60s. You can actually find some 65 to 67 water in the very backs of the shallow creeks.
Right.
It really warmed it up. Smith Lake, you're looking at upper 50s, 55 to 58.
Okay. Which is getting that right time for the fish to really turn on, correct?
When that water temp hits 55 degrees, that's when they know it's time. And once it stays there a few days, that's when they start moving to the south.
Well, that's great. Well, hey, thanks, Rex. I'm sure the lakes will be covered up with boats, probably with guys fishing this weekend. Would you guess?
It's going to be a madhouse.
And you would, and in the position you're in, I know that you would just ask guys and gals both, please be safe out there. Don't do anything foolish, and you know, just kind of watch where you're going.
Be courteous.
Absolutely.
I run into that on you, Paula, and I let my temper get the little best of me and said a few words.
Uh-oh.
To the gentleman.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, when guys are in tournament, the guys not fishing the tournament just
move out of the way.
They get curious.
Right.
Especially if you're fishing something out of the way, so, and that's what happened in that instance. But yes, be safe, be courteous, and the pleasure boaters are fixing to be out probably this weekend.
Absolutely,
so it's fixing to get a crowded lake.
That's right. So, hey, great advice, great tips. Hey, thanks, Rex. I appreciate you being on with us again, and look forward to talking to you next week. Maybe we can all load the boat.
Have a great
day. All right, see you, Rex. All right, there we have our local pro or local expert, depending on how you want to look at it, Mr. Rex Chambers, joins us every week, gives us great tips, great advice on multiple subjects when it comes to fishing. So, again, a great big thanks to Rex for joining us each week. Hey, it is 5:43. We need to go to a break. I hear the music. Stay with us. We're here at Sports Talk Live on 95.5.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online. online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
I'm just sitting here playing drums.
You're just sitting there pecking like a chicken.
Yeah. Hey, we're running an update on our...
You should leave that to the real drummers in the house.
There you go.
Update on our bracket.
Yes.
Our bracket mania.
Who's leading the bracket
How
now?
How about this? We have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. People didn't know I could count this high. 7, 8, 9, 10.
Don't tell me there's that many that hadn't missed any.
11, 12. We've got 12 tied for first. 12 out of 23.
You know what? I know who's not tied for first.
Let me see if I see mine or your name in there anywhere.
We may have been just eliminated.
No, I don't see neither one of us.
We've been eliminated. They kicked ours out.
Let's see. I have got 30 points.
Yeah.
40 points is in the lead right now.
Okay. Do I have 10?
Let me find you.
Keep scrolling down, Jason.
You have got 20 points.
20 points.
Yep.
That's pitiful, isn't it? But
hey,
it's a long way to go. And what really matters is that's it. You just got to stay focused, and you just got to keep running down the road.
That's it. And
so if you're leading right now, enjoy it, but it's going to change.
And the points, as you go in each bracket, as you advance,
that's right,
it becomes worth more and more. And so who knows?
Yeah, once you get to those, you know, once you get to about the Sweet 16, that's when you need to be right. You know, you need to have you need to have teams in that Sweet 16 bracket to go to the Elite Eight, because if you don't have anybody in the Sweet 16s, you are in a world of hurt.
It looks like out of 12 that we should have been tied anyway with 12 other people, but
right,
we're in the bottom 50%
with good reason, and it may get even worse. Speaking of that, Jason, we got one game going on right now. It is Ohio State and VCU. That game is tied 58-all with 4 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the second half. So I took Ohio State, and you probably took VCU if I had a guess.
I don't know, but let me look and see.
Okay. That's a 10,
I'm probably missing it.
A 10 seed with Ohio State and a 7 seed with VCU.
I got to find them here. Which region are they in?
I don't know.
Oh, I see now. I took Ohio State.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yep. All right. We both have the same thing then. So, anyway, that's the only game going on right now. Certainly there's more games that's going to be on later tonight. But as far as right now, that is all that is going on.
You know, Ronnie, I filled out so many brackets that I really don't know what I've got on what. And the sad thing is, at the end of the tournament, they'll all be the same. I'll be in, if there's 1,000 playing, I'll be in about position number 900.
Exactly. So
there'll be 100 people dumber than me, but not many.
Oh, man.
And that's why I'm saying this is easy pickings for people.
That's
all we've got to do is beat one of us to win something. Beat both of us and win a bigger prize, and we'll announce the prizes next.
Yeah, but here's what I'm worried. What if we are at the very bottom and everybody has beaten
us?
Then
we've got 21 people we've got to get something for. So.
I thought about that last night, too. I thought, man, what if we come in very dead last?
And if we do that, we don't need to have a sports talk show.
No, we don't. So we might be
the gardening section or something.
Move to the Food Network or something. Might see some dog channel.
Wow, speaking of the Food Network, and this has nothing to do with sports, but did you see where the Food Network Star was killed. Her and her husband was murdered.
No.
It was a young girl. And this, I think she was from Georgia. No, she was from Biloxi, Mississippi. And she had recently married. Her and her husband bought a house in Asheville, North Carolina, and had hired this guy to do some remodeling on the house. It was an older house. So he does the remodeling, comes back later, murders her and her husband, and she was expecting a baby.
Oh, no, really?
And so, yeah.
She had her own show on Food Network.
She became known, and I think she had done some other appearances, became known as one of the contestants on one of the cooking shows.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about any of the cooking shows. But
no, I don't either. I have not heard that. That's
bright,
awful.
Young.
Life ahead of
talented, nice-looking girl, and now her life cut short by some dummy out there that didn't need to be walking the streets.
Exactly. And was going to have a baby.
Right.
Wow. Well, let's see if she gets, you know, like the guy that starved the dogs and he got 99 years.
I'll bet this guy don't get 99.
I bet he doesn't either.
He might get what they call life, but he'll be eligible for parole in 40 years.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. I'd be interested to see so. Well, that's terrible. No, I have not heard that. Hey, did you hear, Jason, that this is a few days old, but that Tim Tebow had a workout with the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles.
I did hear
Eagles.
That, and what is going on with Philadelphia?
I don't know, but they said they weren't going to sign him. But
they just let him come work out.
I guess just come let him practice. You know?
They're letting me do that.
I know, exactly. But said, well, at this time, they were not going to sign him. So I don't know if that means there's a possibility. I don't think it is. He's been out of the game for a couple of years now.
I think he could
exist? Could he, thrive and do well with the Philadelphia Eagles and the system they run? I certainly believe he could. I believe he could be effective because
at quarterback.
Yes, at quarterback because they run. Chip Kelly runs the same thing he ran at Oregon. You know, hurry up, fast pace. You know, quarterback, making some read options, running football. He's not going to beat you, certainly throwing the football, 50 times a game. But, if he could get into a system where he could, throw it 20 times a game, 15 times a game,
right.
I think he could be successful, but I don't know that anybody will, probably no one will give him a chance.
Tebow fan, I think.
Me too. I think he's a class act.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. There's not been a classier individual.
Nope. I just wish he would have said, okay, I'll go play tight end.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. But people feel sorry for Tim Tebow. He didn't make it in the pros. He wasn't given a chance. Folks, he was given every chance in the world, offered other positions, and had the mindset, I'm going to play quarterback or I'm not going to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's not playing.
You saw him all fall on the SEC network, talking about college football. So I just thought that was interesting that he had a workout, said he'd been – putting in a lot of hours, who had changed his throwing motion and all this kind of stuff. But, I just think his time has passed. But I wish he had just gone and played a tight end. I think he'd been a great receiver,
And God bless him. I mean, running his voice for ESPN.
Yeah.
He's just not a ESPN. Yeah. He has the look for it.
Oh, absolutely. He's Mr. GQ. Yeah, there's no question.
No doubt about it. He's better looking than you and I are. And that's a lot.
You're kidding me. Yeah, buddy.
But his voice is on about the same level ours is.
I wish he had have reconsidered, when he was still in the league and people were trying to get him to, because I think there have been a lot of people would have tried to sign him as a tight end or –
And he would have put seats in the seats.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, he would have.
People would love to watch Tebow.
Absolutely. Whether you rooted for him
especially
or you rooted
young,
against him.
Single
That's
girls.
Right. Whether you rooted for him or you rooted against him, I mean, he just draws attention. And he is a quality, top notch caliber guy. And if the NFL ever needed a Tim Tebow and his standards, it's right now. Or it was this past season. With all they had, all that was going on in the NFL with the, wife beatings and child beatings and all that kind of stuff.
But Tim Tebow is too different for the NFL. They'd rather have the Johnny Manziels and the.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
Another tidbit of news there. And then we've got.
Hey, that's
five
another
or six
word
minutes.
That you won't get on.
No, tidbit.
Show. Yeah.
No, you don't get that.
The bad thing, people know what you're talking
about.
They know
exactly what you're talking about in Cullman. You are right. We have a different lingo down here,
A tidbit of news.
Tidbit of news. Also, You know, Trent Richardson was cut from the Colts, but he has signed on with the Oakland Raiders. So I hope, you know, I hope he can resurrect his career, because it just did not work out with the Colts for whatever reason. I mean, it was just a bad, bad situation. So, you know, hope things can improve for him.
Back to the Eagles, Chip Kelly is making trade after trade after trade.
Boy, it's Russian roulette.
Is he making those trades to get in a position to get Mariota, or is this just – he denies it.
Yeah, I know. He denies it.
But
so
why do you get rid of a couple of your best players if you're not?
I don't know. And I don't know what he's up to, but he has definitely cleaned house.
Oh, yeah.
And it may have been just a situation that these guys, you know, maybe they don't buy into the way I want things done.
Now, isn't he also the general manager?
I'm not sure, but now he may be. If all these deals are going on, he's got to be involved in some way. But, you know, it may be the situation, that, like I said, that, you know, they don't want to buy into what he wants to do. They're more of a, you know, I hate to use the word, but they're a cancer to the team. And if you have a person who is a cancer to the team, they're always going to take somebody with them.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, or he just wants a whole new-looking roster, but he's going to have it.
And he has brought in what's the quarterback? Detroit Lions. I know his name like I know mine, and now it has left me. Played at Georgia.
Stafford.
Yeah. Now, for $100, give me his first name.
Matthew. Very good. I was going to say Jim.
Oh, my son. Jim Stafford.
He'd sing him a song.
I bet most people don't know who Jim Stafford is.
No, they don't have a clue.
Hey, if you know who Jim Stafford is, you've got 3 minutes to earn a Sports Talk Live t-shirt. Just call and tell us something about Jim Stafford. Yeah. Don't Google it. That'll take the fun out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're old enough to know Jim Stafford, give us a call. Let us know that.
Yeah, tell us a song.
737-9951.
Tell us a song.
Yeah, not many people are going to know Jim Stafford.
Nope.
And I'm sitting here trying to think of one of his songs.
I know, too. We kind of telling off on our age, too, aren't we? Yeah, but when you said Stafford, that's the first person that came to my mind was Jim. Oh, man.
Like Jim Croce.
Jim Croce, there you go.
That's another oldie, but good.
That's right. I
do know some of his.
Uh-huh. Did he do I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes? No,
I think that may have been Stafford.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I think it was. Jim Croce done Time in a Bottle and Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think
Operator.
Of.
Operator, could you help me place this call? There's nobody there I really wanted to talk to.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your music background's coming. We'll
get Jay in here on this.
I know. I was going to ask Jay I'm sure he knows nothing about Jim Stafford.
I always called him Jim Croce. I didn't realize it was like Jim Crochet I don't know.
Jim Croce, yeah, that's what I call
him. Hey, what about Jim Stafford?
Nope.
No clue?
I ain't got a clue.
Come on, Jay.
He's too young. Mm. And then he do, I don't like, you've heard the song, I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes, and That's Not What It Takes to Love Me?
Like I want to be loved by you.
Like I want to be loved.
I was trying to figure out why that girlfriend sang that to me back then.
Well, okay, maybe it's not Jim Stafford.
I'm going to look it up while we talk about something else.
We got 2 minutes.
All right, I'll look it up.
All right, you can look that up.
Tell us who's on tap tonight in basketball.
Exactly. The games that will be taking place tonight, again, Ohio State is still in the lead, 64-60 over VCU with 2:42 left. The games tonight that will be played, now these are all Eastern times, okay? So at 7:20 Eastern, you have Harvard against UCLA. I want to watch that game. Tommy Amaker is the head coach at Harvard. Does an outstanding job. Had him in the tournament last year, too. So, anyway, at 7:20, you have Harvard and North Carolina. At 7:27, now these are all going to be on different channels. I think some of them are True TV, some of them are on TBS and maybe CBS. You have Stephen F. Austin against Utah. That'll be a good game. Also at 9:20 tonight, another good game, LSU, who I have winning and getting to, I think, the Elite Eight. So LSU plays North Carolina State with some Alabama ties there at 9:20. 9:40, we have Hampton against Kentucky. That'll be a barn burner.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
And then at 9:50, we've got Wofford. Well, not Wofford, Wofford. Wofford against Arkansas. 9:57, Eastern Washington against Georgetown. So those are the games that are going on tonight, Jason.
Okay, Ronnie, I want to, right quick, before we go off, yeah. This is it. That's Jim Stafford,
that's
baby.
That's Jim Stafford.
All you people will do anything to put country on my station, won't you?
Can you take us out to Jim Stafford? I don't like spiders and snakes, Jay.
Okay.
I guess not.
Load your TV up with basketball, get the popcorn, the cold drink, sit back, and enjoy the weekend. Until Tuesday, I'm going to leave you with a big War Eagle.
Oh, dear, Ronnie, I dedicate this song
to you. Thank you. I'll leave you with a big Roll Tide and a little... Is that a little Jim Stafford?
No, it's a little Jim Croce.
Oh, yeah, okay. I like Jim Croce, too.
Photographs and memories.
There you go, baby.
That's what this tournament will be in a couple of weeks.
That's right. All right. That's it.
We'll see you Tuesday, folks. You've been listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 NCAA Basketball Edition. See you then.
Memories that come at night. Take me to another time. Back to a happier day when I called you mine. But we sure had a good time when we started way back when. Morning walks and bedroom talks, oh how I loved you then. Summer skies and lullabies, nights we couldn't say goodbye. And of all of the things that we knew, not a dream survived. Memories, all the love you gave to me, somehow it just can't be true, that's all I've left of you. But we sure had a good time when we started way back when. Morning walks and bedroom talks, oh how I loved you then.
This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love. This is Live 95 Music. This is Live 95 Music. If you like this,
we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this, and this, then this is your radio station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.